in Florida, the best state, by the way. God, I love Florida. There is quite the Florida man situation going on. There is a very popular streamer these days by the name of Clavicular, very well known for doing meth and smashing his face with a hammer to give himself a more chiseled appearance. He is a looks maxer, and he's been in drama every 2 days for the last year, from running people over with cars to suing women for slapping him. We're going to talk about that today because that's actually kind of based. A brand new update. He's in jail. So this was him in Florida, in the Everglades, as he calls it, mag dumping into an alligator.
Sure.
Yo!
Hey, I think it's dead. Oh, shit.
I can't hear shit.
This is your classic retard streamer extraordinaire. Because shooting alligators in the Everglades is actually a felony in Florida. Arrests have been made before. The FWC is aware and is investigating. And breaking news! Clavicular arrested and banned on Kick. Literally no one saw this coming. Truly diabolical stuff. God, I love Florida. Now, can I just mention that we live in a fundamentally stupid society where this guy is getting so much criticism for shooting an alligator. Now, for the record, I'm very against it. But this was a dead alligator. It was a dead alligator. Before they shot the alligator was dead. To be clear, if this would have been a living alligator, I would have been I would be fucking criticizing the shit out of this guy. I really would. I actually love the Everglades. It's one of my favorite places. I love nature and stuff like that. And I love the Everglades. I've been there multiple times. I also love guns. Sorry. That was just a random tangent. But this was a dead alligator. They literally shot a dead alligator, okay? Yes, it's a felony. Yes, these people are retarded. Yes, filming yourself doing this shit is gonna put you in prison. No one's surprised. But this man is getting so much backlash for shooting a dead alligator. But there is more backlash for a retarded streamer shooting a dead alligator, okay? Than for illegal aliens from Venezuela raping and murdering people in Chicago. Like, we all have to acknowledge that all this lib cuck outrage is completely and utterly performative. It is pure slop outrage. Like, where is your moral compass if you're going to be angry at a guy for shooting a dead alligator, but you're not going to get angry at a system that enables rapists to come into our country and rape and murder our people? Like, again, it's just because this guy is shooting a gun. He's shooting a gun and he hangs out with like right-wing people like Nick Fuentes and people like that. So obviously the left hates him for those reasons that they're going to turn this into like a gigantic hullabaloo. This post is obviously misleading. He didn't go alligator hunting in the Everglades and mag dump a massive gator. He wasn't going hunting. He shot a dead alligator. Should he do it? No, it's a felony. Don't break the law. In general, it's a good rule of thumb. But like, holy fuck, spare me the performative outrage slop. It's also against the law to break into our country illegally, and all these people don't fucking care about that shit. I also want to cut Clavicular some slack because something diabolical happened with this guy just 2 days ago. All right, so 2 days ago at a party, this is Clavicular with a hoe.
Fuck you, bitch!
Again, I don't approve of his lifestyle at all. I think this shit is demonic, all right, going out there constantly. I think that he is a very vain individual that's unfortunately probably going to find out sooner or later. But I think this is awesome, actually. What you're about to witness is glorious.
I'm going to sue your entire family. I'm gonna press charges on you.
Hey. Oh shit, I'm gonna get copyrighted for the music, I just realized. And this is why it all happened. She slapped him. This is actually assault. And if you want to be treated equal, all right, if you want to be a feminist, if you want to be treated as equal, if men and women are equal, then this is assault and you should go to jail. These are the rules that you developed, bitch. All right, so essentially, they end up holding her in place. They hold her there.
What's up? What happened? What?
Look at the fear set in.
Got her. Call the police.
Oh, W, bro.
Call the police.
W. I saw a lot of people, again, the same crowd of libtard idiots calling him out and being all mad. She just slapped you. You deserved it. You were being mean. Wah, wah, wah. Nope. Sorry, bitch. Sorry. You wanted equal rights. Well, you're getting equal lefts.
Yo, get the police.
Can I get a picture with you?
Yeah, and then he goes back to streaming. It doesn't even matter, right? I don't even think he really cares that he got slapped, and I think that's the best part of it all. All right, because it's the principle.
It's about like setting an example that.
That's right.
You can't just come up and slap someone and not face any consequences.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I actually don't care. I actually don't care about his ideology at all. I'm just really happy this is happening.
So I'll even go into a loss financially to take that.
Do you think?
Yeah, so he's going to take a financial loss. Again, if this is the guy that said he would vote for Gavin Newsom over J.D. Vance, even though Gavin Newsom is retarded and likes trans kids, because at least he's more handsome. He mogs Vance. So, again, I don't actually give a shit about any of his, like, ideological opinions, but I fully support this. This is awesome, actually. All right, the fuck around, find out stage for libtards is beautiful. We're not ready, bro.
What the hell is going on with women?
Well,
she seems very emotionally stable and down to earth.
Do you really believe women don't deserve...
It's a hoe, bro. It's another hoe. The hoification of society.
Right?
Do you really believe that women don't deserve rights? And then she slaps him. Well, if you want rights, then you get wrongs.
That's kind of a fucked up thing to say.
Oh, no. Here we go.
You said you don't believe women deserve...
I'm literally a feminist. Why don't you think women deserve rights? Slaps him. Absolutely put her in jail for this shit. That's assault, bitch. You want equal rights? Well, we'll show you exactly what equality looks like.
Which ones? You got the clap.
Like all women. You said all women don't deserve rights? What the fuck is wrong with you for that?
Yeah.
Now, to be clear, I want to make my stance on this very, very clear. This is fucking hilarious. Absolutely. Put her feet to the fire. Let her face the wall. Face the law. Face the law.
Oh, you're fighting for women's rights, right?
Well, what do you mean? What do you mean?
Perfect time and place for an in-depth debate on feminism.
You're weird as hell!
Says the woman screeching in his face in a...
She's also a hoe.
...nightclub.
Well, like, you know all women deserve rights! I was just fucking you, bitch!
Like, which one? Like, what's right? Like, the right to hoe? Like, can you explain, like...
Plav made the mistake of thinking it was a two-way conversation and not just her shrieking in his ear.
I mean, one thing that a lot of people don't actually understand about feminism is that ideologically, it's about power. It's really not about any form of justice at all. The reality of the matter is, right, just to get all philosophical on your ass, women actually have more rights than men. If there's a draft, it's the men that are getting drafted and women don't get drafted. So technically, women have more rights and more liberties than men do in modern society. I mean, if we really wanted an equal society, well, we should take away one right from women, in my opinion. one right from women should be removed to equal it out. You know, like, if we have the ability to get drafted and you don't, then you have more rights than we do. So we should take one right in return. I'm thinking of one specifically, but we don't need to get into exactly the nitty gritty details right now.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah, you're not making a great case.
Thank you.
Peace for it, love.
Asking you to clarify, like, what's your...
I don't want to punch you, so I won't.
Wow, so reasonable.
You don't want to laugh?
I'm going to fucking punch you in the face, bitch.
Not so reasonable after all.
You don't have the balls for that.
You can't punch yourself. You can't say when you get to the right.
I can't believe
that. I don't get the sense this girl understands the nuances of rhetoric.
I don't punch you.
And so a new poster child for the 19th Amendment was born.
I mean, to be fair, if he literally asked her, I don't think he's ever winning this lawsuit. He literally said, you could slap me, but I don't even care. Take her ass through the ringer anyway. Based.
She Sorry. Then immediately don't tried care. To turn it all into some kind of cutesy joke. God, that was annoying. But the fucking around soon turned into finding out.
That's how it works that way a lot, actually.
I'm gonna sue your entire family.
So based, dude. I support this completely, by the way. Can you imagine? Again, I always like to do this little role reversal. If you believe in an equal society, then a woman slapping a man should be treated the same way as a man slapping a woman. But I have a feeling you don't see it that way, actually. See, I don't actually think you're after equality after all.
I'm gonna press charges on you.
Yeah, not such a cutesy joke now, is it?
Hey,
Hold your ear, call the police. Hold your ear. Okay. Hold your ear, call the police.
Oh no, not the consequences of my actions. I'm a leftist. I didn't actually believe in agency on consequences. What do you mean?
Grab her, grab her.
What's up? What happened?
Get her, get her, get her. Call the police.
Oh, look at the terror in her eyes.
Call the police.
Someone stick that face in a frame and hang it in the museum of FAFO. Some people are saying because Clav said go ahead, that he was consenting and she'll get away with slapping him. Yeah, the law...
Unfortunately, I do think that that's going to work. I know that the law is, it doesn't actually matter if it's battery anyway, consent is not a valid defense, etc., etc. But the reality is, and this is going to be controversial, women win court cases. Yeah, I know, it's rough, it's brutal out there. Consent doesn't apply when crimes take place. That's generally how it works. However, unfortunately, we live in a society.
Doesn't work like that. It's still battery or assault. If he does press charges, she's in deep shit.
What? I'm being held. I highly doubt it. I doubt it. Look, I just don't have enough faith in the legal system to hold her accountable to her actions.
Hold accountable for my actions? Women win consequences. Damn. If she was willing to do this on camera, imagine what she's willing to do in private. Women assault men comfortably because they know...
That is so true, by the way.
The odds of getting consequences are near zero. I mean, it's kind of true. The BBC did a social experiment where a man...
I mean, we don't even need the BBC social experiment. I think we all know the case. If a husband slaps a wife, he's going to jail forever. If a wife slaps a husband, she's being brave and standing up for herself. Like, this is just social conditioning. And it also proves that when women say they want equality, it means they want power. Not every time, but some of the time.
Anne abused and slapped a woman in public.
Don't lie to me.
It was my boss. I want to see who takes it. Don't be so paranoid.
Don't be paranoid. Oi.
Oh my god.
You dare call-
this is such a good social experiment. I didn't know they did this.
We paranoid.
Members of the
public. Right, that's a man slapping a woman.
Public immediately intervened.
Leave her alone. You okay,
look? Leave her alone. Defend her immediately.
Then they reversed the roles.
Being so paranoid. Show me your phone. Stop paranoid, am I? I'm not being paranoid. I want to see your phone. Show it to me now.
She carried on abusing and
literally no one gets involved. Ah. Oh. Bro, it's over.
And slapping him for a full 90 minutes. And they were ignored by everyone apart from one person who asked if he was okay in the space of an hour and a half. I'd be interested to know in the comments. If you're a man who's been violently assaulted by a woman, tell me a story. Don't go away though, because I'll show you in-
Damn, bro, that is rough. Thank God I did not have that issue. Mostly because I stay away from hoes. I have, my hodar is very powerful and I stay the fuck away. I have one woman in my life, I love her immensely, and she respects me a lot, thank God, don't want another one. Alright, how does this get worse?
Fortunately for her, Clavicular isn't letting it go lightly.
Dang. People in the comments were saying like, oh, like, don't sue her family, they were-
No, sue her, obliterator, destroyer.
For it, and only go after the girl? I'm sorry, but dude, I really don't give a fuck.
There's no way you can go after her family, though.
Because at the end of the day, parents are the fucking people who raised her. I want to sue that bitch's entire family.
Why do women seem to increasingly believe it's normal and justified to violently attack men? Could it have anything to do with the fact that one of the biggest pop stars on the planet is releasing hit songs aimed at men, calling them stupid, slow, and useless? While featuring theatrical displays of her killing men in nearly every single music.
That's so based. That's so awesome. Wow. A woman calling men useless, but they want equality rights. So can men call women useless? Oh, is it not about equality? Is it literally just about power? Damn, bro. It's almost like I saw that coming.
Video.
Bro.
At one stage or another, every normie popular female entertainer seems to base their entire brand around shitting on men.
It's almost like that's actually kind of the point, and that is the propaganda. It's almost like patriarchal societies are a biblical concept, and the agents of Satan are more than happy to try to destroy it. It's pretty wild how every single left-wing ideology just ends up falling right into the clutches of the Satan laundry list on things to do to destroy the West.
Domestic abuse cases where men are the victims are also on the rise. Did you see what happened to the boyfriend of the woman ABC chose to feature as the star of their bachelorette show?
This is called physical abuse. Yeah.
What the fuck? Yeah. See, Taylor, this is all you do. It's the only thing you know how to do.
Imagine being that dude, knowing that if you defend yourself a little too vigorously, you'll likely spend years behind bars.
Don't defend yourself! No! No! Don't defend yourself! It's not like there's equal rights here or anything!
Oz.
Okay. Holy s***.
Okay. I don't give a f***.
Let me go! Stop! Dude, leave me alone!
Her daughter's literally there crying out for her, and she still doesn't stop.
Oh my God. And this is just socially acceptable? I mean, I think this this gives the husband, again, I'm not saying that anyone should do these things, but in my opinion, in a hypothetical example that's not real and I'm not actually prescribing what to do, he would be completely within his rights to beat the shit out of her.
Your daughter is right here. Oh my gosh.
This is insane.
You are...
After posting a TikTok video making light of and laughing at her own arrest for domestic violence, Taylor Frankie Paul had the nerve to respond to the video of her assaulting her ex by playing the victim and asserting she was the one who suffered
many such cases.
Extensive mental and physical abuse.
This
there are too
wild.
Many women who are suffering in silence as they survive aggressive, jealous ex-partners who refuse to let them move on with their lives.
What?
You literally...
Literally leave! You could literally leave, bro. What are we doing here?
Pled guilty to aggravated assault, and it's on video, women crying out in victimhood as they literally throw chairs at your head.
Oh my gosh.
I love how all this was known to ABC, yet they still chose to give her the starring TV role anyway. And only-
It's almost like they're trying to normalize this in society, bro. Bro, it's almost like they use propaganda in movies, TV shows, and video games in order to literally push narratives and normalize retarded anti-West shit constantly.
He cancelled the show in response to outrage over the video. Ooh, talk about female privilege. If there was no video evidence of her doing this, trust me, no one would have heard or believed his story.
True.
Yeah, then we're told to believe all women on the basis...
But I thought you wanted equal rights. But we should believe women, but we shouldn't believe men. But you wanted equal rights. Again, we're dealing with this every day.
This of accusation alone. Why are men so evil? Delete all men. All men are trash. Remove all men from the planet and there would be peace. Women are the kinder gender. Meanwhile, women. If you really want to go down
the
rabbit hole.
Wait, what the fuck was that article? Lesbian couple beat their 5-year-old son with a hammer, duct taped his eyes shut, kicked him in the groin in a brutal attack that caused him to suffer 2 strokes. Man. Holy fuck. Yeah, I love watching the gay theists explaining why actually their moral secular worldview is actually so much better than like a traditional worldview. I love how that completely and utterly logical argument just blows up after like 4 seconds of scrutiny every single time.